to reinforce that statement, I just brought some slides from the report that was prepared by the Consumer Goods Forum, which is it's an organization, a platform for the biggest players, global players in the retail sector, and they prepared the report. And in this report, they identify 12 different trends that are impacting the future supply chain, the future supply chain. And of course, there are topics that you probably aware of, those things like urbanization, aging population, increasing spread of wealth, increased impact of consumer technology, then the increase in consumer service demands, increased importance of health and well-being, growing consumer concerns about sustainability, shifting of economic power to countries like China and India, scarcity of natural resources, increase in regulatory pressure, and the two last one, actually, that are interesting for us, at least today, is the rapid adoption of supply chain technology capabilities and the impact of next generation information technologies. So the biggest players all around the world agree that these two things, which is really, really connected to the new innovative solutions and the IoT concept, are actually having an impact of the future supply chain. And these two topics are really considered as important topics. Also, this report defined four major objectives that how these big retailers should address these trends and answer to these trends. And from these four main points, you see the second and the third, optimize a shared supply chain, engage with technology-enabled consumers. They are, again, really connected to the IoT concept and the different applications within the IoT concept. And how you can achieve that, as again, there was a common agreement that this can be done only collaboration. Collaboration between the business partners all around the world, collaboration between the different industries. You cannot, from now and the future, you cannot say that, oh, it's just the retail sector, oh, it's just the healthcare sector, because these sectors are really connected to each other and you need to consider them as a whole, as a, and collaboration within that will be a key for next steps and to achieve real business value in the future. And this collaboration can be achieved only through, let's say, open global supply chain standards. You cannot enter into the world, into the era of the Internet of Things and the future supply chain without having the common language of business. You need to have open standards, otherwise you have to forget about all the benefits that was mentioned previously and all the, let's say, good impacts of the IoT concept. Here on the right side, the list, just a couple of points that are the benefits, actually, of the open standards. I've just, of course, you can list several others, but there's a really, again, common agreement that we need to establish those common standards, and we need to use them in the daily processes of the supply chain management. And that also applies for the future, of course. Four main points for the open for standards that can provide you interoperability and openness, neutrality, simplicity, and independent of technology. But you need to have those standards. And actually, that's my short message for this session today, that before developing really nice applications and saving the world with the new technologies, you need to always look around among the available standards. You need to apply those available standards. And even in the developments in the future, you need to think that first we need to have common agreed standards before stepping into new era of technology, because otherwise the problems that you solve through a non-standardized way maybe just create more mess than actually you wanted to solve. In the session today, we will have four different speakers and different topics, starting from theoretical point of view, discussing the modeling side of the Internet of Things, but also we will have some case studies from the real life, I would say, one from the traceability side in the food supply chain, another one from the healthcare side. It shows again that you cannot consider IoT as a specific solution only for the retail sector or for the transport and logistics. Also other sectors are willing to use and will use in the future, like the healthcare.